Turning back the clock at April 28, the day in 1967 when Muhammad Ali was famously stripped of his heavyweight title after refusing to be drafted to fight in Vietnam.
You won't even stand up for me in America for my religious beliefs, and you want me to go somewhere and fight, but you won't even stand up for me here at home.
Chicago released their debut album in 1969. It was their only album released under the name Chicago Transit Authority. This was the biggest hit from the album.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
And in 2007, Australia won its third consecutive Cricket World Cup, defeating Sri Lanka.
And that finally is that.
April 28 birthdays, milestone birthday for Anne Margaret. She's 80 today. The actress best known for her roles in the musicals Bye Bye Birdie and Viva Las Vegas, opposite Elvis.
Say he sent the biggest brooch I've ever seen to show his appreciation.
Jay Leno is 71, the comedian and longtime host of The Tonight Show.
Hey, how about this inaccuracy, okay? The astronauts are Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, okay? That sent up a red flag?
It's Oz rock legend Jimmy Barnes' birthday today. The former Cold Chisel lead singer went solo in 1984 and has gone on to have more number ones than any other Australian solo artist. Barnesy is 65 today. Penelope Cruz turns 47. She won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar in 2008.
Thank you for having written over all these years some of the greatest characters for women.
And Jessica Alba is 40 today. Played Susan Storm in two Fantastic Four movies.
Why does this always happen to me?
Finally, it's the anniversary of one of the most tragic days in Australia's history when gunman Martin Bryant shot and killed 35 people and injured more than 20 others in the Port Arthur massacre in 1996.
It was just like a cannon going off. We thought it was all part of the show.
The massacre at a major tourist attraction has shocked the nation. It had been a killing spree unparalleled in modern Australian history.
It's April 28.